Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Wednesday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Tuesday, and it was World Mental Health Day yesterday, apparently. I think it's Mental Health Week. There's a lot of mental health stuff going on, I can assure you that. The plastic bag debate rages on. And also, should we still be sending money to Rarotonga? But before any of that, Winston watched day 16 yesterday, I think.
When first this came out, the results of the election, people were saying that you know, she needs a few more years, and it'd be better if she just waited and got a bit more experience under her belt. And the answer to that, of course, is that in politics you have to seize the opportunity when it presents itself. If you pass it by, it may never come your way again. So you've got to grab it while it's there and go for it, and that's really the only attitude that anybody can take. So, if, and my friend is a National supporter, if New Zealand First goes with National, he is afeard of the results, the devastation that will come as a result. So he is now decided that he's desperate that New Zealand First goes with Labour and the Greens for the damage it will do to them. It will also be entertaining, he says, more so than the other way. And on either side of the equation, you probably get entertainment. But nevertheless, he thinks it's going to be worse if it goes to the left. But more importantly, as far as he's concerned, that would see the end of them for some considerable time. Now, I wonder your interpretation of things and which one you would agree with. My answer is simple. It's irrelevant. You might want that, I said to him, but the bottom line is that whoever can corral Winston into their team will grab it with both hands, because if you pass it by, it may never return.
I like the idea of corralling Winston. I like to think of it as sheepdog trials, where you just sort of coax him slowly, and then before he knows it, he's in a square pen, and he didn't even realise he was walking into it. And the dogs never even had to bark; they just sort of slowly manoeuvred him. If you've never seen dog trialing, you don't know what I'm talking about. So let's move on to World Mental Health Day and how it affects Rachel Smalley.
I didn't make it to the finish line in Tauranga. I came off the course at the 30-kilometre mark. I ran too fast, didn't take on enough water, and I hit the wall. But I got to the finish line to see the others come in, and that's almost as good as finishing yourself. And then later back at the hotel, well, that's perhaps the best part. We talk non-stop. There's a lot of teasing. Everyone gets a ribbing. We grab some dinner, we drink some wine, we spend most of the night belly laughing. And marathons, well, they're physically exhausting, but at the same time, a weekend away for four mums on the run is also so enriching. The weekend will live on for days as well, because later in the night, usually after a couple of glasses of bubbles, there will always be a ridiculous number of incidents that we will kill ourselves laughing about for days. On Saturday night, it was headstands and handstands. And no, I don't know why we challenged each other to do that, but we did. And it was pretty disastrous. And we tried to pull off a few childhood gymnastics moves as well. That wasn't pretty, but it was very, very funny. And we've got the photos to prove it. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that checking out of everyday life for a couple of days with good people, it's like checking your mind in for a detox. It's therapy. In fact, for us, it's better than therapy. I'm not suggesting everyone should run a marathon or a weekend away as a solution to all of our mental health issues. But sometimes we don't see what's right in front of us. And that's the easy, simple beauty of friendship and spending time around those who make you laugh from the bottom of your boots.
Now, I think I have figured out where she went wrong with that particular marathon. If she was wearing boots and not running shoes, that definitely would have hampered her performance. Great dad joke, Glenn. Well done. Right, the plastic bag debate. It's not all cut and dry, apparently. Have you actually thought of the consequences of not having plastic bags anymore?
So will phasing out these bags make much of a difference?
Just to give you a sense of perspective, there's 200,000 shopping bags and a ton of plastic. So at one level, it's admirable, but in terms of dealing with a big issue, we're miles from a solution.
And what do you mean by that, miles from a solution? What do you want to see happen?
So we've got waste issues, that is impacting our oceans. You know, we've got acidification, we've got overfishing, we've got plastic, large plastic waste sitting in our oceans that are the response of how we live and how we deal with our waste.
I don't quite understand that. How are all these, is it a significant issue first, plastic bags in the ocean? Is that a significant issue?
Totally.
It is. So how are the plastic bags getting out into the ocean? How does that happen?
Well, that's the conversation we need to have, because what we need to unpick is, where are we as consumers, do we have responsibility to that? Because we appear not to. We consume without understanding the externalities of the action.
I mean, I was walking along a waterside track in the weekend, and there was a plastic bag blowing along it, and the domestic manager raced into action and grabbed it to stop it being turtle food. I don't know how it got there. They're obviously slipperier than you think, the plastic bags. But there's a lot of, there's a lot of plastic around. In the supermarket the other day, and there was corn, like sweet corn. It was wrapped in, shrink wrapped in plastic, and then it was in a plastic container. I feel like sweet corn comes in its own packaging to begin with. It doesn't really need that much wrapping up, but anyway. I don't know what to do. Does Marcus?
Oh, by the way, New World 2, they've given up on plastic bags. Total disaster for them. Getting totally gazumped by Countdown. So cynical about New World at the moment with that whole thing. And now it seems their announcement is that they are going to go plastic free. They're going to give away 2 million bags, free bags. I don't yet know whether they are going to charge for their bags. I presume they are going to, because that's what the poll was about. But the whole thing's become so confusing. They're going to have a 10 cent voluntary donation per plastic bag. What does that even mean, a 10 cent voluntary donation per plastic bag? Does that mean you don't have to pay it? Because they were completely slammed for kind of not just banning the bags.
Well, they weren't on this podcast. I mean, I praise them because I love plastic bags. I mean, Marcus certainly slammed them because he obviously hates them. So, yeah. I feel like there's an undercurrent of people out there who love a plastic bag. There's an undercurrent of people who love Rarotonga as well. There might even be an overcurrent for all I know. But we send them a lot of aid. Should we keep doing that?
Dave says, Rarotonga, my darling wife and I got married there in 2009. We stayed at the Edgewater for 10 days. An awesome place. It was relaxing and a great stay. Things that stick in my mind. One, cocktail hour was good, except the first cocktail appeared to be watered down. Two, the kids' meals were half the price, but just as big as the adult meals.
Good.
Three, we watched the waitress delivering a meal one lunchtime. She could not find the table, so she stood in the open, looked around, and then started to pick the chips off the plate. Which is just awesome. Although disappointing if they are your chips.
Well, I've never done it myself. I want to put up my hand and say, as a wait person, I've never ever taken the chips off a plate, hot or cold, later, which would be just disgusting and gross.
No, I've never eaten off a plate, but we used to serve this lamb ran, which is like a slow-cooked, spicy lamb. It used to cook for hours and hours and hours. It's the most amazing lamb in the world. And we used to serve that on a separate plate.
Mm.
And so if that ever came back, so, you know, it would be served on the plate and then people would take it off that sort of platter, I guess, and then put it on their plate. So if anything ever came back on the platter, then we would just hoe into that. Yeah, there was never any of that thrown away. It was so good. And when I first started working at this restaurant and saw people doing it, I thought, ooh, how disgusting.
But the thing with chips is that other people's chips taste so much better. And, you know, when you're picking up an order, like if you go to Fatima's and get one of their...
Or the koftas.
The koftas that you take, that you eat on the way home, always taste so much better than the ones that are on your plate.
Okay, well, that wasn't quite what I was expecting. I thought it was going to be a conversation about sending money to Rarotonga, but turned into a stealing chips sort of a conversation. I feel like that whole things tasting better has to do with how hungry you are. Like, if you eat your koftas on the way home, obviously they're going to taste better than the ones that you eat once you get home because you've already had some. You see what I'm saying? But I don't know why the first... He obviously didn't have a relationship with the bartender, that bloke who had the watered-down cocktails. I had a very good relationship. You want to get in with the bartender. Spend some time with the bartender when you're at this kind of a resort. I remember staying at Rarotonga, getting on very well with the bartender, and he was experimenting with new cocktails, and then he would get me to try them and then not charge me for them. So that worked out extraordinarily well. And I'd challenge him. I'd say, there aren't enough cocktails with bourbon in them, I'd say. And so he'd experiment, and I'd say, no, that's not very nice. Try again, even though it was quite nice, just so I'd get another one for free. Is that wrong? It didn't seem wrong at the time. I'm Glenn ZB. Goodness me, this has gone on a bit long. But that's what happens when I start talking about bourbon. That has been News Talk ZB. I'll be back with more bourbon. No, more podcasts tomorrow.